Michael Libby in the Business News Hour is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, Moving Iowa Forward, iowaabi.org. And Iowa soft water for you, your family, and your business starts with iasoftwater.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us on this Wednesday before Thursday, which is no ordinary Thursday because it is Thanksgiving Thursday, and today feels sort of like Friday. In studio with us is our good friend, Brooke Benscooter, and this is an interview that I have been dying to get for a long time. She's always bringing us fabulous information with other people, but she's not been behind the mic, and today she is. Brooke, welcome. Good to have you here.
It's been a while.
It
not
has
that
been.
Long,
it's
thanks
been a
for
while.
Having me.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Let's let you tell, because I could probably screw it up. Let's let you tell everybody what it is you do.
Well, one of the things that I really like to do, and I do a lot of, is helping people find their own story. Especially small businesses and startups and entrepreneurs. Because I think people are often, they get self-focused and not customer-focused. And, you know, you have a couple of clients, actually, that really do a pretty good job of staying customer-focused, like the Strudel House. You know, they talk about the value they deliver. And oftentimes when people are running their own businesses, especially mid and small-sized businesses, they totally forget that it may sound great to them, but it doesn't mean anything to anybody else. And quite frequently, when I work with small businesses, there's always some interesting story, either how they got passionate about what they're doing, how they're delivering the product differently, what they're, you know, how they're using technology. There's always some story. It's
There's
just
a
matter of
story.
Drawing it out.
Yeah. And Brooke Benscooter, ladies and gentlemen, who we're visiting with, she is an accomplished PR person. And that's exactly what we're talking about, is how do you get people interested in your business? And you could be making self-weasel-winding torque inducers or strudel. But how do you engage the general public, not as a huckster, but how do you make your story interesting to them? That is the secret, isn't it?
Definitely. I often nod to Christina Moffitt from Creme Cupcake, because she has a compelling story, but you really have to get to know her to get that story. And she does a really great job now of telling her story and really helping other people see how to tell their stories. One thing about consumers, especially younger consumers today, is that they want a relationship with who they're buying from. And so if you can somehow talk about, you know, I did this business because I want to serve customers this way or that way, people are going to relate more to that than, wow, my price is $9.99 and I'm the best in the market.
Don't you think?
Because people will pay more for a product that they can relate to.
I hope if you have anything to do with the marketing of your business, or if you are a manager, or if you are a marketing manager, or if you own a small business, medium, even a large business, what in the world really gets people juiced about what it is that you do are these human real-life stories on the background. They don't care whether or not you've got two pizzas for $9.95. Sure, some folks do. But if you can really make that sing a little bit with the rest of the story. Now, restaurants, Brooke, would you agree restaurants are kind of in a different realm? I mean, because they're serving something people want.
Yes.
Okay, so they're in a category that says, okay, we have something that's unique and interesting, and we're going to deliver an experience to you, and da 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 da.
But if the experience is bad,
oh yeah,
they're not going back.
Ain't going back, and they will tell everybody.
And they will tell everybody. And word of mouth is really important. One of the things that we so frequently as business owners forget is that it only takes one bad incident to change the minds of not just one person, but them and everybody they know.
Yeah, and now with social media, of course, it is word of mouth on steroids. And that really does happen. I'll never forget. I saw a Facebook post from a very well-known media personality here in the Des Moines market. And this goes back maybe 3 years ago. And it was castigating a restaurant here in town. All right. Now, it didn't give any rationale. I thought it was pretty cheap shot of this person to do that because he called out this restaurant by name and said, I'm never going back there again. The service was horrible. And this is a person that's in the
media.
People
know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And did that have an impact on that place of business? Of course it did, among some. But you got to be really careful. And so you're right. The experience had better be good all the time.
And you have to be prepared. When that happens, what are you going to do? What, you know, reach out, post, you know, for one thing, the words I'm sorry go so far. It's just amazing. You know, you can't have excuses, but saying I'm sorry and come back in, we would like you to try it on it. Try the experience again. And I want to learn more about what your experience was like so we can fix whatever that problem is.
Now, and that we kind of tended off onto the restaurant sector, but let's go to something totally different. Let's go to another service sector business. Maybe insurance or attorneys or some other professional field, CPAs. How do you find their backstory in a way in which you can deliver it and it becomes interesting?
Well, I think all of those people have at some point in time in developing their business developed something that they believe makes them different, and it may not be really different in content, but what they call it, how they speak about it, may be different. So sometimes just dubbing something gives you some credibility. Mm-hmm. One thing about all businesses, before you do PR, you have to have your ducks in a row. Because you can't tell your story to people and then have them have a bad experience. And I'll give you an example.
Please.
I actually met with an attorney in the past week or so, and I was trying to call her, and I had her old name. And the woman who answered her phone said, well, we don't have anybody here by that name. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I had the right number, so I called back again. Well, then I said, just put me in her voicemail. Well, when she put me in her voicemail, it said the new name and the old name, because evidently she had married. So I called back and told the young lady
at the desk,
the person
that's answering the
phone.
And
she was not pleased with me.
Really?
So when I actually talked to the attorney, I said, you need to know that the person who's answering your phone,
the face of your business,
is acting this way and doesn't know all of your names. So that's just a teeny weeny thing. Think of how many people might have said, okay, well, obviously she's moved away or she's not practicing anymore. Those kind, it can be everything from walking into a hair salon and seeing dirt on the floor to...
This is so seminal. This is such an important thing for people to listen to because, Brooke, what you're articulating here is the branding of whatever business it is. And, you know, lots of businesses spend a lot of money marketing and trying to build whatever their brand is. And they have absolutely no comprehension about how somebody, even the person that answers the telephone, can sabotage that brand, not maybe knowingly, not not because they're mean-spirited, but because they don't know something. And that whole brand that you spent all this money to manufacture can go away in a second.
I encourage people to do what I call a brand audit. And I encourage, if they can't do it themselves, they need to find somebody, a friend or somebody they know who will be honest with them, to do things like place calls to the business, come into the business, see how they're greeted, look at their social media, look at, so that you get a whole picture. And if that isn't really put together, if you go out telling your story, you only have one shot at it. So that's why I encourage people, especially when they're working, you know, coming on your show, you know, to make sure your website's up to date. Make sure that your email's working. Because if somebody hears you and they want to do business with you and they can't get a hold of you, it's a problem.
And this happens more often than not, you know, even in my work. I was trying to reach out to a business just this week, and I think I spoke about this earlier in the week. We were talking about Small Business Saturday, and one of the experiences that I had was I went to the website of this business in order to contact them about something, could not find their phone number. Sure, I could have maybe emailed them, I could have gone to their contact page, all that stuff, but listen to what we're saying. Make it easy for customers to find you and interact with you and communicate with you. And if you do, that goes a long way in maintaining whatever the brand is that you spent so much money trying to create.
And then having someone help you develop your story is really important. What is it going to be? How are you different?
And that part, Brooke, this is what you do. This is what Brooke Benscooter does. We finally peeled back the onion long enough to figure out what it is that she does. One of the things that she does is she goes on discovery missions. That's what I like to call it. She goes to her clients or people that hire her, and she sits there on a discovery mission for quite a long time, asking seminal questions that her clients answer, and then she weaves the words and the opportunity to make that piece of public relations work.
And what I find so interesting is that the things I ask them most often, people that I'm asking say, why is that important? Because they're looking at it from their own perspective. Right. And having been a news reporter, I think, you know, it's kind of asking questions is ingrained in me. And sometimes I ask, I'll even say, this may seem like a silly question, but quite frequently it's those little silly questions that reveal the nugget of, wow, this is your value proposition. Mm-hmm. This is your niche. This is how you can have an impact on your market.
Yeah, a value proposition. Those are good words. And we use those things all the time in the marketing and advertising world, talking about, trying to discover what those are. And Brooke, you well know, you've been in advertising yourself and marketing, and you know how important it is to get to that value-centered proposition. What is it that makes your company different than the company just down the street?
Right,
And it takes some time to get there for many people.
And people often think they have their own story, and really what they don't understand is, quite frequently, it's filled with jargon or internal messaging that doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything to the person who's going to actually buy it.
So think as a consumer rather than a widget maker.
Yeah. Consumer-centric is really important, especially as you start to work with all generations and find people who are more worried about the relationship with you than actually, in some cases, what you're selling.
Mm-hmm. Brooke Benscooter is our guest. We're talking about public relations and marketing. Now, when you put those two things together, all right, so the public relations is finding the story, finding people that will tell that story, correct?
And it might not be you. It might be a customer.
Right. And so let's go to that next level. So you found the story, the unique nugget, the value proposition from this person. What do you do then?
Well, I do what I call a pitch. I write a pitch. And with my background in news both print and broadcast. I think two ways. One about what would it look like visually? Because if you want to be on TV, there's got to be something to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's really hard for people. They don't
understand.
Yeah. And then
as much as you like your logo or your building, it ain't going to sell.
Or that isn't enough to fill a 2.5 minute package. But also encouraging people to find, after we look at that story and find the pitch that we're going to use, don't expect that you're going to get on every single media outlet. That's not how it works. It's a matter of finding a series of little stories where you can come in and maybe we visit with Michael and maybe we're on TV one day and maybe we're in the local newspaper. But the fact is, you're just not going to be everywhere.
No,
that's
you're not.
Just there's plenty of content, lots going on. So being realistic about your expectations about how PR can help you. And then the other thing I try to help companies understand is there has to be something for the consumer. I work with a group that's a business-to-business group. They can't understand why they don't get coverage. They don't get coverage because they don't impact a consumer, and all the media outlets are trying
they're
to
consumer
cover
driven.
They're consumer driven.
Absolutely. Because it's all about eyeballs and it's all about looks and reads.
But
and
there are ways around that.
There are ways.
You can figure out ways to have the public come in to whatever you're doing. What is a public angle? Whether it be a food drive, whether it be giving away a car, whether all these things that you can use to help you do your business to business work, but at the same time still be consumer driven.
That's it. And
it's a science.
It is a science. And so look, with so many people out there that are owning businesses or managing businesses, they got enough on their plate to try to figure out how they're going to put the product out to the customer on a daily basis. You wouldn't go to a car mechanic to get your appendix taken out, or you wouldn't try to do it yourself. And so many times I share with people, find a professional in this area who can really save you money and time and frustration by doing the stuff that they do while you do the voodoo that you do. Yeah?
Well, and if you pitch just one story a year, right, but then viralize it on social media, you really don't have to spend a lot of money in 1 year to get quite a bit of coverage.
But you said something earlier that I think is so important. Brooke Benscooter is our guest. You said you got to pitch. You
yes.
got to pitch. And if you pitch on Tuesday and nothing bites by next, and call, follow up on those pitches.
Right.
You got it. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Because we get pitched all the time on stuff. And I'm not the register.
I'll bet you get 200 emails a day.
Oh, I get 500 emails
okay.
a day.
Okay. So,
but not all those are pitches. But,
right.
But you know, I mean, it's hard to keep up on that stuff.
Right.
And we're not the local TV station or anything.
And don't assume that just because you think it's a good right. story idea. I'll give you an example. I worked on a project, and then one of the project problems we had was the fact that we were facing Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump being in town. Well, you don't have your event the same night as...
Look at the calendar.
Right. So there are some real basic things. And somebody who's a professional in this area can help guide you through.
There you go. Brooke Benscooter. She is the consultancy, by the way. And you can contact her. We'll have all the contact information on the radio blog. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was so nice to have Thanksgiving Eve with you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. All right, we got to scoot. For our students from Drake University, also Brooke Benscooter, who's joined us talking about PR and marketing. Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls tonight. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, have yourself a happy Thanksgiving, would you please? We're out of here tomorrow, and Friday is the best of. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.